listener production. Trump's arrest prediction. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. The former US president expects to be arrested this week over allegations he paid hush money to a former adult film star to keep their affair a secret. But his lawyers say there have been no word from prosecutors. Donald Trump took to social media to call on his supporters to stage mass protests. Low-intensity heat waves for the East Coast are nearing the end. The focus is on New South Wales today, with the mercury to reach 40, particularly in the city's west. Fire danger is also set to peak in parts of the state. The city fell short of breaking a 165-year record of 4 days in a row above 30 in March. At least four people have been killed after a strong earthquake rocked coastal Ecuador. The magnitude 6.9 quake struck at a depth of 10 kilometres. There is no tsunami threat to Australia. Actor Sam Neill is getting back to work after having stage 3 blood cancer. He revealed his private battle yesterday, taking to social media late last night to say he's been in remission for 8 months.
I'm alive and kicking and I'm going to work. I'm very happy to be going back to work. We start filming in 7 days' time.
An AFL legend, Gary Ablett Sr., is the latest to speak out over concussion. He has detailed his brain damage diagnosis after up to 10 knocks during his career, saying it's left him with depression, anxiety and extreme fatigue. It follows two landmark class actions set to be lodged against the league.